Today's episode is how to get sex on the first date. I was talking with a member from our community, and he told me this: Jose, I want to optimize my dating strategy. And I asked him back, how many women do you bang? How many women do you have sex with per week? And he told me zero. So when you have zero, like nothing of sex per week, you cannot optimize. You need to create a new formula. And we're going to share here some tips. First, let's check all the mistakes, the classic mistakes that make men during the first date and before it, and also some extra tips that are going to increase your chances to put your thing, to use that pussy pocket finally. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Before starting, as always, thanks to a special person, thanks to me, inglesparacholos.com. If you want to take your life to the next level, go to the website, and also please spread the word. Tell the people to go to Uncle Balta on Spotify. I want you to see your first date as a UFC fight. If you're going to fight with somebody else, you want to study the fighter first, right? But this is something that people usually they don't do. They try to meet the woman during the first date. And that is a huge, huge mistake. Why? First, because when you go out, especially here in Latin America, you are supposed to pay everything. So you are saying that you have to pay everything and check that maybe the woman likes you and she can give you a kiss, but most likely it's going to be, thank you, my friend. For that reason, you want to be like the Europeans. How the Europeans treat the dating life? The first time, they don't go to a fancy restaurant, no. They just take the woman for a walk. Of course, in Latin America, taking a woman for a walk would be weird, but let's try to meet the woman before. Whenever you meet her, maybe you meet her at the gym, you meet her in the walking the dog or whatever, try to speak with her at least 10 minutes and check how the conversation flows. If the conversation is flowing in a nice way without investing money, imagine putting some money on it. And that is a big rule of life. Only invest in the things that are showing results. Don't try to make something work just with money if you don't see results before. So check how the conversation is going, and also allow her to meet you, but of course, don't tell all your life, but at least let her know what you do and check if she's interested in that. If the woman admires you, if she's inspired when she sees you, and also, here are the two extra things. If she feels scarcity and urgency, how it works? If she knows that there are other women around you and urgency, you can create urgency by telling her that after 2 days, after the date, you are going to travel. Not to other country, because that will be too much shit, but you can tell her that you're going to other city. I always say that. I always tell women, whenever I'm going to have a date, I tell her, after 2 days or the next day, I'm going to, for example, to Chincha. That is just 2 hours from here, from Lima. I have a space there, so it's reliable. They can believe it. And I'm going to be there 3 weeks. Why is important to create urgency? Because if women know that there's no competition, they are not interested. And if they know there is all the time as possible, they will try to get 3 or 4 dates before they give the amiguita, the little friend, the pink potato. For that reason, you want to create also urgency, so they need to speed up the process. Until this moment, we only have checked the homework. This is kind of the pre-workout of the workout. This is just the little things that you have to do if you want to maximize your odds. And by the way, most of the men, they don't do any activity of the list that we just mentioned. Now let's try to go to the actual date. Here is something interesting. By default, people believe that the best place to go is a restaurant. And I can tell you, the people who really score, the people who really put it all the time, they never go to restaurants. Why? When your belly is full, you don't want to have sex. For real, you never want to have sex when your belly is full. Some people say, no, but let's take her to eat some seafood, comida marina. Many women are allergic to seafood, so they are going to be gassy, and they don't want to be gassy. No quieren tener gases while you are having sex. So for that reason, you need to try to find where are you strong, and what is one place where you can take the woman. And for that reason, already in the first conversation or in the previous conversations that you already have, you have to scan her and understand what she likes. If she a nature person, many women are nature person. So you can take her to the beach, maybe to the forest, to a nice place, and you have more chances to score sex after a nature day, después de un día de naturaleza, than going to a restaurant. Another activity, going to a reunion, to a party. I love friends reunions. Why? After the reunion, you are supposed to take the woman back to her house. In the way, you can take her to the hotel or to your apartment. So, especially if the reunion is close to your house. So, reunions work. And there is a third option that many people think that is a bad one, but it's movies. Movies always work when you both like the movie. Let's say that you both like Marvel, for example. You both are fans of Marvel. Taking her to the movies is a good thing because you are exchanging hobbies and passions. And by the way, that is one thing that we're going to check now. What topics are you going to select during the conversation? Because even if you go to the movies or you take her to the nature, you are going to talk about something. We need to always try to find the places where you both share passion or love. So what things do you like? And it's difficult to ask her, hey, what do you like? It's too straight, right? So the way to do it, hey, how was your day? She starts talking. Then you ask another question. And in that way, you can explore what she likes. If she's interested in you, she's going to ask you questions back. If she doesn't ask you questions back, maybe she's not that interested. But if she asks you questions back, you reply fast and then you ask again back. A big mistake, and I have many female friends that they always tell me, Jose, this guy, he never stops speaking. I like, it's the woman that is supposed to speak. So we need to always, it's like a ping pong, it's like a tennis, you know, the ball come here, I hit the ball back, and you want to see that interaction. We want to put some emotions. And here are the red flags that I always like to consider. How much the woman is trying to document, to take pictures of the event. In the same way that men love to flex their cars or men love to flex their muscles, women love to flex their dates. To be specific, not the face of the possible or future boyfriend. They want to flex how much the man is investing in her. So she will try to document, oh, check this expensive meal, check this expensive trip or whatever. So if she's trying to take the perfect picture all the time, that is kind of a red flag, especially if she's not paying attention to the date. The other one is, what kind of attitude the other person have? If the woman, because I know many friends, they told me, Jose, I have to take the woman here and there to the other place. Yes, because if she's always with an ass face when there are no more plans, means that the plan is not you, it's something else. So when a woman likes you, she's happy even if you are stuck in one place for more than 2 or 3 hours. So that is also important to consider. And here is the punchline. I'm going to wrap this episode with this thing. Is remember, the idea of a date most of the time, I mean, usually the man wants sex and the woman wants emotional support, right? That is how it's supposed to be. Okay. You have to trade. You receive your sex and she receives her emotional support. Let's say that she's a gold digger and she just wants a good meal, right? Or something to flex. Okay. You get your sex and she gets her picture with her nice meal or whatever, or even money. But where I'm trying to go is that we have to be, we must be smart. You have to give something and receive something. What happens most of the time is that guys are giving everything in advance. And if you remember this old episode, when you already give everything and now you don't have anything extra to offer, the woman will tell you bye-bye and she's out. Because women remain in the relationship or they remain dating you if they have something extra to win. If there's nothing extra to win because you already give everything, expecting that by loyalty, she's going to stay there, it's not going to happen. So remember, always show potential that if she stays with you, more good things are going to appear in her life. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, treat your dating life like a UFC match and be smart. Always do your homework before the first date. If you want to contact me, here you go with my WhatsApp, +51 9890 23 986. You can send me a WhatsApp for the supplements, English, or the audiobooks. Blessings.